With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House has voted entirely along party lines to authorize an impeachment inquiry against President Biden. Democratic Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin says Republicans are in search of wrongdoing and not finding any proof.
It's like an Agatha Christie novel where the mystery is, what's the crime? And that gets very tedious, very fast. After 11 months of this, no one can tell us what President Biden's crime was, much less where it happened, when it happened, what the motive was, who the perpetrators were, or who the victims were.
While Texas Congressman Chip Roy says Democrats should let the process play out if they're so sure President Biden did nothing wrong.
This is an impeachment inquiry. That's all. What are my Democratic colleagues afraid of if there's nothing to see there? Maybe that is all the more reason for the inquiry.
The final vote was 221 to 212. The Israeli military says Hamas terrorists ambushed troops in a dense Gaza City neighborhood, killing at least 9 of them. The fighting comes as Hamas puts up stiff resistance in areas that Israel has isolated and pounded with airstrikes for over 2 months. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. still strongly supports Israel in its war with Hamas.
Our support for Israel is not diminished, but we have had concerns. And we have expressed those concerns about the prosecution of this military campaign, even while acknowledging that it's Hamas that started this, and it's Hamas that is continuing it.
President Biden said he told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel was losing international support because of its indiscriminate bombing, and that Netanyahu should change his government. On Wall Street, the Dow by 512 points. This is SRN News. The left accuses Christians of ignoring racism while campaigning against abortion and transgenderism. Popular Christian apologist Alex McFarland says clergymen should address racism from the pulpit, but
pastors need to call their parishioners to think critically and think precisely. We are not a systemically racist culture. Anybody can do anything if they're willing to work hard, live right, be disciplined.
And he issues a warning.
What pastors have to do, and any thinking rational adult, is understand that racism is being used as a ploy to further unravel our Judeo-Christian constitutional representative republic.
He says the antidote to racism is Christianity, the cure for all of mankind's sins. This is SRN News. The World Food Program is warning that Sudan is edging toward a hunger catastrophe.
Sudan is going through the highest levels of hunger ever recorded during the harvest season, according to a new analysis by the UN. That's the time of the year when more food is usually available. But the number of those going hungry now has doubled compared to the same time last year. And it's a warning that if nothing changes, things could get worse going into the lean season in a few months' time. That's when experts warn Sudan might slip into a hunger catastrophe. It's the same classification as famine, but affecting households rather than a geographical area.
BBC correspondent Anne Soy reporting. Armenia and Azerbaijan have exchanged prisoners of war, a move that was announced last week in a joint statement that also promised the two countries would work toward a peace treaty. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.